So happy new year again. Did you make any new year's resolutions? Any changes that you've resolved to make in your life? Perhaps you're going to do something different. Learn a new behavior that'll turn your life around. Maybe eating differently, or a new exercise routine, or resolving to read something that you've always had on your list, or change a habit. People joke about how long they keep their resolutions. And perhaps the reason that we have all those fireworks and new calendars at the new year is to signify that this is a fresh start, and maybe those fireworks and calendars will motivate us to try and actually keep our resolutions. Sometimes the big motivator will come when the doctor says, change or die. It's hard, though, to take another road than the usual well-known one. We had a lot of rain around here this year, and it led to flooded roads, flash floods and things, and we would always hear the weather newscasters say, turn around, don't drown, right? And you'd think that we wouldn't have to be told every time, turn around, don't drown, at every newscast whenever it rained. You'd think that being told once would be enough, but apparently not. In life, too, we get warned and warned to detour off of some path that we are on, and we regularly ignore those warnings at our peril. That's what our New Year's resolutions are all about, and what John the Baptist called people to do. Repent, he said. Repent, which means turn around, detour, take another road. My mom's favorite singer was Bing Crosby. Okay, my dad's was Patti Page. And so we had a lot of her records around when I was growing up. And one I remember was called Detour. And the words went in part, detour, there's muddy road ahead, detour. I paid no mind what it said. Detour, oh, those bitter things I find, should have read that detour sign. When I got to the place that said about face, I thought all my worries were behind, but the further I go, the more sorrow I know. I should have read that detour sign. Patty sang of her regrets about not paying attention to the detour sign. And there might be times that you've regretted not changing your intentions to do something, when the facts and all your instincts were saying, yes, you should change, turn around. But, oh, it was too much trouble. You know, that turn around, don't drown. It happens to people all the time, certainly happens to me. You think, well, I know this route. I know the way. I can cope. I can do it. And it's much too much trouble to figure out a new one. Could be a medical thing or a traffic thing or even something more serious like attending to your relationships with people or with the environment or your relationships with God. On this last day of Christmas, we mark the visit of the Magi, the wise men. Sometimes they're called the three kings because they thought brought three expensive gifts, such as one king might bring to another. In Bible times, good Jews like Jesus' family would not have regarded these people as wise, but more like a joke. Magi is the root of our word magician. And the practice of magic and astrology was regarded as both heretical and silly. In the story, God tells these visitors from afar to return home by another road. to change their plans, to change their direction in order to avoid a bad outcome from Herod. So perhaps they earned the title wise men because they listened to God, unlike some of us, and they go home by a different way. Even if avoiding the city and having to traverse the desert was a less desirable and more difficult path. Our Christmas season ends with this story of a difficult path in the desert. And it also began in the desert, in a difficult path, with John the Baptist calling people to repent, take a new path, to symbolize a new beginning with a bath, a baptism. People listened to him. And just as the wise men listened to God, they came and changed in concrete and observable ways, taking roads of generosity and honesty. John answered their question, "Well, what should we do?" with the advice, "Share your extra stuff and don't overcharge at work." Sounds simple. And it is an abstract. But change is not so easy, even when you know it's the right thing, especially if it's not what everyone else is doing. As the poet Robert Frost wrote about the difference in your life that a choice of road can make, even though you think you can always revisit, go back, revisit that choice, the opportunity seldom comes. He said about being confronted by two roads, "I kept the first for another day. Yet, knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged into a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference." The Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, explores the difference that a man's choices make for the better, even when he thinks that his life has made no difference at all and it would be better if he'd never lived. I wonder if the wise men had not chosen the road less traveled, if they hadn't changed their route, I wonder what difference it would have made. Would the Holy Family have gotten away before the soldiers came? Those magi were certainly unlikely choices by which and through which God would choose to work, especially from what we know about how they were viewed by Matthew's readers. They worshiped entirely different gods. They trusted in horoscopes. And yet, God was in their journey and called them into service without demanding that they even understand who God was or get their theology right first or worship right or anything else. God called them into important service, and they followed. You may have been literally journeying to this Christmastide. We've been praying for people who have been literally traveling a lot these past few weeks. Perhaps vacation, perhaps visiting family and friends, perhaps for work, perhaps leaving home for a brand new home. Mary and Joseph found themselves not just having to travel to Bethlehem and then back and forth to Jerusalem during their year or so in Bethlehem, but then on to Egypt for a couple more years and then back to Nazareth. And all those changes of culture and language and dealing with stranger and finding the necessities, all these different things along those different roads. Hard. Why didn't they all just stay in Nazareth, have the baby there, and, you know? But through it all, through all this change that God called them to, God was with them, just as the wise men found. As T.S. Eliot wrote in his poem about the journey of the Magi, in which one of the wise men reflects on that journey, he wrote, Were we led all this way for birth or death? There was a birth, certainly. We had evidence, and no doubt I had seen birth and death, but I had thought they were different. But this birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We returned to our places, those kingdoms, but no longer at ease here in the old dispensation with an alien people clutching their gods. I should be glad of another death. Yeah, the poet thinks that the choice of road made all the difference for them in their relationship with their own lives, their own purpose, changed their whole understanding of God and estranged them from their previous life. The same way that those who were baptized by John became estranged from their comfort zones, the way we Christians are changed every time we remember our baptism and turn again to the road that God has called us to. It's a hard road, a challenging road, because following it may mean putting up with uncomfortable changes in our own attitudes, in our church, in our communal lives, changes that the people we love the most may resist. But the God who invites us to another road goes with us and helps us to offer the gifts that we've been given. The Magi may not have known much correct theology, but they did understand that the proper response to divine love and inclusion was worship. They did what you are doing here today. They came, they worshiped, and they brought an offering. You give God your time and your praise, and you're also invited to share your gifts. Some of the time, what you give is represented by the money that represents your time and gifts. Other gifts that you share are your talents and your skills that God first gave you. And God's here to receive them and to bless them and to show you the road for using them. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.